Currently, we are not only redefining what it means to be sons and daughters of God, but we are also sensing the challenge to represent what it means to be a man in both a traditional and modern sense. There are at least three types of men existing in the earth: apathetic men, boyish men, and kings. Apathetic men have had the wildness tamed out of them. They show little feeling, interest, enthusiasm, or concern. They are the Al Bundys and the Archie Bunkers of society. Boyish men have never matured past their own self-centeredness. They throw temper tantrums and use anger, pouting, bullying, and complaining as fake power in order to control and demean others that they may validate self, titles, and positions. Kings, however, are an entirely different breed. Revelation 1, 5, and 6 in the Passion Translation declares, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from among the dead, and the ruling king who rules over the kings of the earth, now to the one who constantly loves us and has loosed us from our sins by his own blood, and to the one who has made us to rule as a kingly priesthood to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion throughout the eternity of eternities. Amen." Let's briefly explore what it means to be a king. Kings bring love, peace, and order to an environment. They have a heart of stability, peace, and love. A king says, "I am here to protect the borders of this home and to care for and cherish the queen and the children of this house." Kings give, communicate, open their hearts, and are emotionally vulnerable. Men, we are kings and priests. We restore order and are vigilant against everything that comes to kill, steal, or destroy. We have the God-given authority to reveal His nature and display His character in ways that redeem, renew, and empower.